Hi, guys, and welcome. This is Jen Gaeta Siciliano, artist, memoir writer, bipolar psychiatric survivor, and your host of Not As Crazy As You Think podcast, the place that offers an alternative perspective on mental illness, highlighting creativity, non-conventional healing, and breaking on through to the other side. If you are ready for a new narrative on the mental realm that celebrates crazy and cool without penalty, then Not As Crazy As You Think is for you. I had a chance to attend a cannabis wellness event by Sana Ohana, Yoga and Wellness, which was started in 2017 in Hoboken, New Jersey, by medical marijuana patients, advocates, and yoga instructors Estefania Valencia and Salam Diri. Sana Ohana, Yoga and Wellness, focuses on educating the world on the endocannabinoid system, a system that regulates balance in the body, as well as natural stress management tools such as cannabis yoga, plant medicine, breathing exercises, meditation, connection, community, and more. Their goal is to empower individuals and their communities to own their health, mind, body, and spirit, and healing journey by enhancing their perspective with knowledge and therefore enhancing their reality and life. Sana Ohana has been hosting educational experiences, creating community centered around a health-conscious culture. In addition to their events, they advocate in the cannabis space for social and health equity. They currently host a series of yoga events in South Hackensack, New Jersey, called Cannabis Wellness Day, in which they offer a whole-day wellness experience for their community while simultaneously collecting and creating media content for local and BIPOC entrepreneurs and startups in the cannabis and wellness industry, offering their products and services and showing cannabis being used in a healthy way. Their fourth anniversary is coming up on November 6th, and it's an incredible event. Just a lot of great people who are coming together to experience the healing effects of cannabis. They have an amazing story. In 2016, just as they were starting to date, Estefania was diagnosed with Lyme disease and Salam suffered a partial tear to his bicep tendon. They tried conventional medicine, weren't happy with the pharmaceutical approach, and then they turned to CBD and cannabis and experienced so much more balance with its anti-inflammatory and neuroprotective properties. It changed their life. They then became committed to adopting a natural balancing lifestyle with self-healing practices such as meditation, acro yoga, organic whole food diets, and natural herbs. I met the two of them when I was body painting, and I was able to body paint them for a Canna pop-up event. And it was such a great time, and I'm so happy I met them, and I got to attend one of their events finally. A friend of mine, Todd D. Goldfinger, came out with me, and we were able to interview a few of the vendors and got to experience their event with yoga and treats for the attendance, and just wonderful vibes. Sana Ohana's next event will be held on Saturday, November 6th, for the four-year anniversary celebration of the company and fourth Cannabis Wellness Day. Visit their website to RSVP, sanaohana.com. Hello, we are here at a very special event, Cannabis Wellness Day, in South Hackensack, New Jersey. Todd and I are once again on location.
We're hanging out. We're hanging out here, and we're talking to some of the vendors at this lovely locale, undisclosed location in Hackensack, New Jersey. Here we are today on location, and we're talking to people about cannabis and CBD yoga, which is now a thing. It's a thing. And we're going to talk to somebody right now. Move over this way. Okay. And we're going to be talking to Sphinx Creations Customized Weed Fashion. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So this is fascinating. Tell us a little bit about your collection. What do you do here?
I make sustainable home handmade clothing and apparel, basically white label. My son comes up with certain designs, I come up with certain designs, and I promote the education and spreading the knowledge of medicated cannabis and cancer treatment.
Wow. Do you have a connection some way to cancer treatment with cannabis?
Yes. Last year, my son's 10th birthday, he was diagnosed with leukemia.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And since then, he's been a medical cannabis patient. In the beginning, it was rough when he wasn't a patient. He was not himself. He was a shell of himself. He wasn't an active child. And at 10 years old, that's heartbreaking to see. He couldn't really walk. He was sick and dying. I gave him medical cannabis, and he's thriving. My son's gaining weight. He takes his medications with no problem.
Wow.
The chemo's supercharged. I mean, he's one of the healthiest kids on the unit. And he takes about 50% less medications than they do. I mean, everybody's treatment is different, but medical cannabis has definitely saved my son's life.
Wow.
It's giving him a reason to thrive. He gained weight. He's playing. He's in school. He's thriving where the doctors are amazed. They
this
don't
is
know
so
what I'm
great.
Doing.
It's like the ultimate, you know, it's the result everybody wants when
yeah.
they start a treatment and they can believe in it. And you're living anecdotal evidence.
Yeah, I mean, I did my due diligence. I did research.
Right.
And I looked at the medical trials that were going on, the studies that were going on. There were studies dating back to the 70s on his particular cancer, his particular leukemia. So I took the chance. I mean, what else can go wrong?
Right.
You mean, chemo drugs are notorious for wiping you out. I mean, they're going to wipe your system. Let's give you something that may help you. And it's completely boosted him. And
oh
he's
gosh.
Thriving. And I mean, he has psychiatric issues as well. You know, he has ADD. He has, now since he's been diagnosed, he has severe procedural anxiety. He'll have panic attacks. He has nightmares, some hallucinations. The cannabis soothes him. He can go in and get treatment and not freak out.
Right.
You know, he can relate to other people because if he has really, really high anxiety, just waking up and going day by day.
But this treatment helps him.
But treatment helps him. The cannabis really helps him. And he barely even notices that he
right.
takes it.
Right.
Because I put it in a capsule. He takes RSO. His doctor, I have a medical cannabis doctor.
Beautiful.
He has a card, and his doctor recommended the RSO and the CBD for him. He takes the CBD every day. He's advocate for it. He tells other kids to take it when they freak out in his school. He's like, you need some CBD. He's like, it's very good.
It's plant medicine.
It's awesome. It's a blessing to hear from the newer
yeah.
generation.
That's
you
nice,
know?
Yes.
Natural
well, now we can
medicine.
Talk about it because it's like legalized. It's a totally different. Like, it's not so taboo.
No. And it's great for him on the psychiatric side as well, for his mental health. I mean, he's going through a lot at 10, 11. Well, this year he's turned 11 already. So at 11 years old, dealing with cancer, ADHD, ODD, and procedural anxiety, and you can't be around people, and it's quarantine, and you know, you don't get to be on your regular routine, you're stuck on a screen all day. I'd freak out too.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a lot. And then taking it from a child's perspective, I mean, cannabis has really soothed him. The medical cannabis, and it's really soothed him. And it's just one dose he takes a day.
It's so wonderful.
And it prevents a lot of psychiatric issues as well. Like, it calms him down. Like, he's able to, like, work through his therapy and, like, deal with the extra. And it's awesome.
Well, yeah, this is like the new thing, right?
He yeah.
wants people to get psychiatric care through this procedure rather than big pharma. This is such a great alternative to that. Because, you know, we have to treat it somehow.
Yes, we have to treat it somehow. And a lot of the chemo medication, it wipes your whole immune system
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
And then rebuilds you back up.
Right.
And then they have to wipe it out. You know, make sure that your system is giving out good cells. And that takes a toll on your body. Like, at least the cannabis will coat his neurons. It'll help preserve his nerves.
Yes.
His mental. And he has to think about long term. Well, I have to think long term. What happens to him at 21 or even 16? What happens when puberty starts to kick in? What happens when he's 21, 30, 40? I mean, statistics are high for children to have heart problems, kidney problems. They relapse. They get more severe cancers later on in life. So if cannabis can lower that statistic and give him a better chance of having a regular life, then I'm all for it. And he loves it. So, I mean, I think it's great.
That's absolutely amazing. And in case people missed it, Sphinx Creations, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your creations as well.
Oh, yes. I do have 100% remade hemp canvas bags that are made for the sauna event exclusively. I have hemp and polyester dresses. I make eco-friendly hoodies. I promote with toys for kids on what medical cannabis is. So they're familiar with shapes and sizes, like different toys. You can make them as adults. T-shirts that are great for the pop art scene. So all profits go to contributing to the unit and the kids, making sure anybody who wants medical cannabis can have that type of education and access to it. And anxiety toys to make sure that they can calm their nerves and relax and have a soothing way.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm coming upon this business here, and it looks like it's called Urban Live. Tell me about you and your product and everything that represents what this is. It's amazing. It's an amazing entity.
Thank you. So my name is Angela Calandria, and my business is Urban Live. I'm the founding member, but Kelly and Rebecca are on my staff, and they call us the Urban Fairies because we sprinkle cannabis magic everywhere that we go.
Love it.
And I'm a cannabis mom, so teaching plant medicine at home is super, super important to me. That's why I have my own swag and these shirts here that say Mommy's Little Bud. Sweater weather is coming, so I have the tie-dye urban tees. Because, of course, all of us cannabis lovers love our tie-dye, right? We also have color-changing cold cups over here. The seasonal ones that we have now say I'm a nightmare before weed. but we advocate for plant medicine and help educate people in New Jersey on how to get their medical marijuana card. So it's while legalization is coming to New Jersey, there's still a lack of education. And unfortunately, law enforcement isn't exactly up to speed, which is a big part of my story.
Interesting. Okay, we're going to get to that because you've mentioned that to me. But also with New Jersey, they're not recreationally legal yet? It's just medical?
No. So recreation passed in November. So the Cannabis Regulatory Commission has been formed, but no legal sales have been made yet.
Right, right. So kind of like New York.
Exactly.
But we were since April, but we're still
right,
not
so
legal
yet.
Right,
so we're both still in the works.
Yes.
You guys passed Homegirl. We didn't. So you totally have a one-up on us.
Yes, and I have a little plant.
You know, as you should. I wish I could have a plant. You know, we still go to the farmer's market and can grow our own tomatoes and basil, so I don't know why patients can't grow their own medicine.
Exactly.
So bringing that education and letting people know, you know, people are like, oh, well, it's legal now. Yeah, it's legal, but you still can't legally buy it. So, you know, people are behind in thinking that they can just smoke wherever they want or they can have cannabis on them wherever they want. So having your medical marijuana card is actually essential for your protection.
Very good. And there's lots of people who benefit from this kind of treatment. Do you have, you were explaining, you had a personal story with this?
Yes. So I've been a medical patient for 4 years now. And once I got my card and was able to shop in a legal New Jersey dispensary, I was inspired and alarmed at the market. Mm. At that time, there were only 6 dispensaries in New Jersey. We're up to 20 now. But the lack of access and education was alarming. So being a business owner already, I decided to jump into the industry and kind of create my own brand. And I started hosting infused cannabis events. I came from the hospitality field. And my husband and I were running a restaurant together. It was his family business. I decided to walk away to pursue my cannabis dreams, and I was ratted out to local police, and they came and raided my home and took all my cannabis products and put an end to my events. I was actually at an event, running an event, while they were raiding my home.
Oh, no.
The event went on, and I went home to go to jail. That was actually a year ago today, September 26th.
Oh, my God.
And as a medical patient, I've never been in any trouble before. Not that that has anything to do with it, but I'd never been in any trouble before. But the best plea deal that they could give me was drug court. 5 years in drug court, which means they take my medicine, and I'm not allowed to medicate.
Wow. What do they give you? Tests?
Nothing. Yes. And I have to get drug tested every Thursday. I have to go to a rehab 3 days a week, go to NA classes for a plant that the state prescribes to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, call it twisted, but I don't think that makes any sense.
No, of course not. Oh, girl, I'm so sorry.
But that's not going to be much longer, right?
Well, I have to do what I have to do. Unfortunately, I was already sentenced.
Yeah, but in New York, what's happened is now that recreation is legal, all of these sentences are revoked.
Well, mine isn't revoked. Mine is in, and I have to go through drug court. I don't have a choice. There's no going back. I have the option to pursue and have it expunged once I go through it, but there is no turning back. I said that to my lawyer. I'm like, well, it's legal in New Jersey now, so what's the issue? But New Jersey is corporate cannabis and corrupt police and twisted people down in Trenton, so here I am on the chopping block, because the day that I like had my first court date, the day after is when we legalized.
Now, let me ask you a question. Can you live in a different state?
No. I'm
New
Jersey.
Still have okay. Because I never think.
I wish.
Yeah.
Because now I have to go to, like, all of these classes. I literally go to a rehab 3 times a week. I have to go to NA. I report to a New Jersey judge. I have to do a one-on-one counseling. And I have to be there in person to take a urine test every Thursday.
That's
so
crazy.
They won't even let me travel. I had a Disney trip planned with my kids, already booked before any of this happened, and they won't let me take it. And it's Florida.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's twisted. You know, there is a serious war on drugs out there with cocaine, meth, heroin, fentanyl is going around killing people.
Right.
Cannabis is the new conversation. People in all walks of life are using this plant to change their life.
Right.
And also, you know, in states where it's already legal and legal sales are happening, you know, fentanyl and drug overdose has gone down by like over 50%. So we really shouldn't still be categorizing a plant that's saving lives as something that's, you know, putting people in active addiction.
Right.
It's such like a double standard.
Right. It's really interesting because, you know, now that I see it through a different lens as well, because, you know, all my life I've been undercover in New York. Then it became, I got my card.
Right. It gives you power.
Yes.
And that's exactly what I tell people.
And then it became recreational. And so this law stuff isn't an issue anymore. It's like no longer, it's like I could breathe again.
Well, yes and no. So listen, and if you're a parent, right, and you're using cannabis, even if it's recreational, DCP can come to your house and give you some problems. And that's an issue. I'm a mom. That's a big thing for me. And now so many moms, especially during COVID, were putting down the white Zinfandel because we can't be drunk at home with our kids all the time, right? And we're picking up plant medicine.
Do you have a card for yourself or just your son?
A medical card?
Yeah.
No, my son is 4, so you have to be over 21 to have it. So it protects me as his parent. I'm allowed to have cannabis in my home. I can consume in my home. I can go shop at a dispensary.
So would be getting it for like.
Well, I have it. I have my card.
You
I've had it for 4 years. But
so that
people who don't
enables, right?
You know what I mean? People who don't, if they came into your house and found this weed, now it's still an illegal substance as of now.
It's so funny because everything here is all about healing. It's all about sharing. It's all
empowerment,
about
right?
Empowerment.
Isn't the energy here phenomenal?
It's amazing. And it still has this taboo only because of the laws that are on the books.
For sure.
Once those change, then all of a sudden, things kick in.
And that's why the advocate community is so, so important for people to be loud about their stories, sharing their personal experiences and putting it out there. You know, so maybe the story falls on the right ears or it empowers other people to start that journey and be more open about their cannabis.
Right.
Like every day that we're watching the news or opening a magazine, celebrities are coming forward, doctors, you know, people are like, oh, actually, I've been on the cannabis train all this time. Well, where the fuck you been at, bro?
We've been
fighting this war for quite some time.
Right.
A little backup would have been cool.
It's almost like a new truth is being unveiled. You know,
100%.
Everybody's
stepping out from behind the curtain.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. But it's
crazy.
It's okay. It's okay because you know what? It's finally on our side.
And we're living in a time where we can say, like, you know, especially New Jersey and New York just going legal, East Coast cannabis is a thing now. And
yes.
we're the ones that are on that forefront making it happen.
I
so
know.
That's kind of really exciting,
It's really
too.
Exciting.
You know?
It's really exciting.
In 10 years, my kids are going to be, like, shopping at Walmart for weed. And I'm going to be like, you're welcome. You're
exactly.
welcome.
Exactly. You're on the front cutting edge. That's right. You have a beautiful collection of goodies.
Thank you.
Where can we find this stuff? Do you have a handle on Instagram?
You can find me at Urban Live on Instagram. And, you know, all the swag is up there. Obviously, you have to be a medical patient to be a member with us. And I'll help and coach you through how to get, you know, your card and be part of our service.
Can you spell that for us?
Sure. It's H-E-R-B-A-N-L-I-V-E. Urban Live.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And your name again?
My name is Angela. And these are my girls, Kelly and Rebecca. We're the fairies.
Beautiful fairies. Beautiful fairies.
You're awesome. Thank you so much
you
for having
so
me.
Thank you so much.
You're adorable.
So, I'm coming upon Abundantly You. Is that your...
That is a coloring book that I was just... I started working on during the pandemic, and then it came about.
Very cool.
Gave me something to do and helped me on the way because it's about growing and personal growth, and it's little activities and and coloring pictures that I actually drew, so... There are digital drawings that... I put together into a little booklet with little everyday activities.
Very beautiful.
Yes. Thank you so much.
This is so good.
Thank
it's like,
you.
It includes affirmations and intentions. And
yeah.
So there's like a really, it's a personal, as you call it, personal growth coloring booklet.
Yes, because, I mean, this past 2 years I've had to learn to like, figure out ways to grow and learn who I am.
Right.
Become an artist because it took me a long time. Sorry. It took me a long time to tell myself I'm an artist and like this is what you do. This is
right.
what you have to do, Alexis.
Right.
Like you have to be an artist. Like be creative. Like stay busy being creative.
Right.
So
no, you just have to keep doing art.
Yeah. And that's that's why I had so much time in the past 2 years because I also work in theater. So like hasn't been
cool.
a thing. So I was like, what can I do? So I learned how to make stamps. So I stamped
Beautiful.
T-shirts and I actually thrifted all my clothes and then I repurposed them. I dyed them, stamped them. That was one thing I learned. I've also been making jewelry for about 3-4 years now.
The jewelry is so everything is beautiful, people.
Thank
you have
you.
To see these beautiful tie-dye things. I love that. I just love it.
Thank you.
And this jewelry, like you actually did you make these?
Yes, I hand make them individually with polymer clay.
Love it.
Yes, and it's coated with a liquid polymer to like keep everything intact and sturdy.
Love it.
Yes.
These are
so
beautiful.
Much. Thank you.
They're heavy though on the ears.
They're not. They're actually not too heavy.
No?
If you want to lift this pot up, it's not too heavy on
it's
the ear.
It's not too bad.
No.
So that's why I wear feathers because I can't stand it.
Yeah. No, I can't either.
These are cute.
Thank you. Yes, my mushrooms. Crowd favorite.
Very cute.
I was told to make more mushrooms come in here. I was like, I could do that.
I think so, because one of them's going to be mine.
Yes. Also, very fairy inspired. I don't know if you could tell.
Yeah, so tell me about the whole logo, you know, your
local fairy.
Yeah, what's that all about?
So, I mean, I believe in fairies and magic. I feel like we all come from the same realm, I should say. Because, I mean, magic is, like, a big thing that I've, like, learned to, like, is real. Like, in my experiences, everyone has their own reality, but, like, this is mine. And my reality is fairies. And guess what? I'm okay with that. Because I like fairies. And, I mean, I believe there's been a few instances. He knows I'm, like... The fairies took my stuff. Like, they took it, and I had to just say, like, give me my stuff back, fairies. Like, I'll give you a little, like, offering, and it'll pop up somewhere. I'm like, how did I... they took it. They made it disappear into another world until I needed it again.
I've entered the fairy world many times.
Same.
right.
But yes, yeah, so that's kind of, and then people call me a fairy a lot. Like they're like, you're just a fairy, and I'm like, I'm just gonna roll with it. So yeah. That's how I became your local fairy.
So what's your Instagram handle?
My Instagram handle, I have to change to your local fairy, but right now it is Ethereal Fairy Lady, because that's something else that was called along for a long time.
But so that's how they find
Ethereal Fairy Lady.
Okay.
But your local fairy, you could still find my website there.
Love it.
Yes, thank you so much.
So what's it like being a fairy?
Can't tell.
It's a secret.
How
can we find you? We're going to find you on Instagram?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram, Ethereal Fairy Lady. Ethereal _ Fairy Lady, I should say.
Okay, that's good.
So that's my Instagram. But, I mean, you could find fairies everywhere.
Right.
You just got to, be aware.
What's the difference between a fairy and an angel?
I guess that's someone else. That's someone's...
Perception
of who you think a fairy is, because like I think of a fairy as like not necessarily like a person, it's like an energy. So people think of like angels as an energy, or people could think of an angel as somebody, but fairy could be somebody, could be that energy, could be whatever you want it to be, which is what this life is, whatever you want it
to be. That's great. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. No, thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for listening to Not As Crazy As You Think, and don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. And remember, mental health is attainable for anyone, especially those labeled with mental illness. Until next time, peace out.